songs of beauty, joys forever. This is how a growing collection of uniquely Manx plays were described just over 100 years ago. Written in the everyday language of older Manx people and peppered with words, phrases, or the grammar of Manx Gaelic, Manx dialect theatre was once a common part of Manx community life. And even though the plays are rarely seen today, the genre still has an interesting and important story which is very relevant to us today. Now, back in the 1880s and 90s, with the rise of tourism in the Isle of Man, amongst other things, the increasingly negative attitude towards Manx Gaelic galvanised a group of people to fight its corner. And at the centre of these was a very special Peel woman, Sophia Morrison. Intelligent, industrious, capable, brilliant, she set about tirelessly building for the future, collecting, publishing, organising, not just Manx Gaelic, but everything that is distinctively Manx, as they said at the start of the Manx Society. And one of the earliest big things that Morrison did was to organise Manx concerts, events for like-minded people to gather together and enjoy evening of Manx songs, music, recitations from young and old, community building. And within a couple of years of these, a backdrop was added to the church hall stage, a Manx kitchen, with fireplace, utensils, fishing net on the wall, and volunteers at the event wore Manx costume. It was like the stage setting of a play. And so, the next year, Morrison worked with her friend, the Manx poet, Cuisig, to write a short play, The Rosy Basins. And this was something entirely new. This tiny playlet had Manx singing, stories, dialect, dancing, substantial references to the Mór the Dhu and the Fionnuala, and the presence of Manx fairies on stage. It was, in effect, a bringing together of all the elements of the earlier Manx concerts into the one single thing on stage. It wasn't so much about plot, it was Mór a celebration of Manx life and Manxness presented on stage. And this was the first of many such plays, all driven by Morrison creating that most Manx of all theatre genres, Manx dialect theatre. Of course, in the intervening 100 years since then, the onset of radio, television and the internet has changed everything. But Manx dialect theatre is still to be found if you know where to look, bringing communities together to enjoy a shared cultural identity. Annie Kizik has written a new play to be performed on Friday in Peel, no less, just over the road from where Sophia Morrison used to live on Athol Street. It will be a couple of days before Sophia Morrison's birthday, in fact. I think she would have been delighted.